Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, we have lots of snow and ice in my area. It's been going on since yesterday, and it's been going, we're still on alert until 7 by the time we get off the show, but we might still have a little bit more snow moving in, but we've got mostly that ice and that freezing rain kind of stuff going on here.
Ooh. Ice is the worst. God bless y'all's hearts for hanging out there.
Yes.
I hate to tell you, but we live in paradise down here in the wintertime, so we have perfect weather.
Oh, I know. My Florida friends all remind me of that when I complain, so I'm used to it now. So ha. It's funny, when I went to set up the Blog Talk Radio show tonight, I went looking for our pictures and all that stuff they put up there, you know, when I put out the blurb on Facebook, and it was weird because this thing I had sent you last year that showed up, you were at 47 degrees, okay, on the same day as today, last year, that graphic kept popping up everywhere. It was weird. Am I supposed to put this out to tease her? I said, what's going on? I had to go back into Blog Talk 3 times. I had to reboot my computer just to get rid of it. It wouldn't go away so I could just get our picture out there because that's really all I was trying to do.
I'm coming back to hunt you on our cold day.
Oh, no, come on. I'm not that vengeful.
Remember when it's cold. We try and forget those days down here.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this morning, before the ice hit, when we just had the snow, it did look really pretty out there. It really did. It looked like a picture postcard out there for a while, and then things started to get tricky. It's all good. It's January. I have to expect this weather here in Virginia, you know. In North Carolina, I have a lot of friends in North Carolina, and they're getting similar. They didn't get much snow at all. They got almost all ice, and my daughter woke up this morning, and she was all she could hear was tree limbs falling, crack, crack. And one of the limbs went right across her neighbor's driveway. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oops.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
but
better than on the roof.
But yes. I know. I have been very fortunate that the trees that have come down on my property have not damaged my house. They damaged my fence. They completely devastated my my grill, and I have one of those big grills, you know, you can just grill for like a whole bunch of people and all that stuff, and one of my pine trees hit it dead on. Let me tell you, that thing would never work again after that tree fell on. Bye-bye.
Yep.
It's crazy what happens in the world. Yeah. So what do you think about the chart tonight? I put a little bit out in my blurb, so I wanted some of your insight to it. I didn't write in everything because they only give you so many characters you can use, and you put out the blurb, you know. And there's quite a bit going on in this chart that I didn't mention, but I wanted to mention the main themes that spoke to me first, even though there was others I saw after. You know how that goes.
Well, you know, and I'm going to take it a different way because, yeah, the first thing that stood out to me in this chart for today, which I think is so awesome, is that the Arabic part of fortune is conjunct Uranus, okay? And to me, that's such a great little epiphany, you know? It's like an angel coming down and saying, hey, look at this, okay? And I love that about that aspect, especially since we have Mercury conjunct Saturn it's all about that growth and expansion right now, and really education and really learning new and different things at this point in time, and really falling in love with what your passion is, you know, because I love this chart, the way it sets itself up, because sextiling both that Mercury and Saturn is Neptune. Dream a dream again, you know, look at that. That's so awesome, you know. And really finding those epiphanies right now to see what you're living your dream with and how to do that, I think, is what really this chart supports.
Absolutely. See, I see it as kind of a kiss and a slap because there's two sextiles to Neptune, and then there's two squares, if you look at the vertex. So when you look at this, it's kind of like the potential is there, and you have to have the courage to meet the challenge. And that's how I kind of looked at that. I said, that's kind of interesting, too. I wish I could tell somebody everything I see in a moment. You know how that is. Yeah, because we look at this, we're processing it so quickly because we do it every day. And then I did talk about the conjunctions because I thought they were important. But again, the moon, of course, which the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. But tonight it's squaring that Sun-Pluto conjunction again, that you want to establish yourself, but don't lose your I am in the process. You were talking about what is your passion? Where does your integrity lie? What do you feel is your mission? What covenant do you think that you made spiritually before you were ever born? I mean, all of these questions come up to me when I look at these kinds of cardinal squares. Like I said, there's just a lot going on in this chart tonight, considering that it's not like a major lunation of any kind, really, but it was pretty busy.
And even on top of that, it has Sun-Pluto conjunction, but it also has Sun-South Node conjunction, okay? And I like that, too, because it gives you the confidence to know, hey, I've addressed this before. I've seen this before. I've been here before. I know the crossroads that are here, and I know what I must do. And so I like that with the South Node hanging out there, just to make sure that we know, hey, you know, this is something foundational, and it's something that we've addressed in our core, you know, and we're rising to the challenge one more time to do that and make that happen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But I think it's going to be an interesting week. And of course, we have the lunar eclipse coming up, but I figure we'll talk about that next Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. I love these eclipses because there's something about them that are so much has much more longevity, and it gives us the time to create and work within a process in a unique way because of the signature that it shows us, and I just love that. Of course, being a lunar child, I am a lunar module, as you know.
And that you knew where you were reading my mind. Especially for all those lunar babies.
Oh, it is.
It's, you know, and, you know, some lunar signs don't have much effect at points in times, and others have impacting ones like the lunar babies. But I can tell you this, whenever we have these eclipses, everybody truly feels it and feels it strong. So there's not, those are the stronger points where even those colder ones, it shakes them up to where they notice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And one of the things that I have been learning more, I mean, I don't know, it's not that I didn't know it, but I got reminded how many of the young people that I am reading are very old souls, whether they're crystal children, you call them indigo children. There's all these little tags for them these days. But it's just amazing the amount of wisdom and even the amount of practicality I am seeing from the solar eclipse we just had with all those planets in Capricorn on the 5th. It's like, really? Wow. All of a sudden, I had young people come into my tarot share group. I did readings of two of my grandchildren today. It's like, really? Yeah. So, and again, just amazed at the response being right with me, that present, you know. I don't know if you've had that experience with some of your people, you know, this past week, but I did.
Oh, yeah. You know, and again here, I've seen over this last month through the Capricorn energy, my millennials, as they like to call them, come in at that point in time and really do a little bit deeper searching, you know. And it's kind of cool. I mean, even though, you know, there's certain things that they haven't gotten yet, there's a certain knowledge that they have just innately that's so deeper and stronger than a lot of people that I've seen, you know, that are older.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's so fun, I think, to really just take a look at everything. They get so excited.
Yeah, they do. They're easily excitable.
Well, we have a few people on hold. Maybe we should take some calls and see what we can see for them.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly,
hi, Kimberly,
how are
from Georgia.
Great, how are you?
Good.
I'm good.
I'm warm. At least I have my power, so I'm happy with all these storms.
Good for you. Good.
Yeah. So what's shaking? So,
were you born in Talladega?
Yes, November 5th, 1970. I forgot to tell you. Yep, that's me.
Perfect. I just wanted to double check, make sure I got the right one.
Okay.
And where in Georgia do you live? Give me the city again.
Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R.
That's right. Now I remember. Okay.
Yeah.
Such a cute name.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes. I I think I've been talking to you both on and off. I've been looking or searching for a job for about 7 months. And, in fact, one of the jobs that earlier, about 6-7 months ago, I went up, they called me for an interview, but I didn't want to teach at that particular school. But then get a call from anyone else. So about 10 to 12 days ago, I got a call from a different type of school. No, a different school, but it was alternative school as well. And I just followed my intuition, went there, and interviewed with the principal, and they hired me that day. But I'm just wondering, thank you. Astrologically, why I had to go through that.
Why? My little Mercury and Scorpio, why did I have to go through that? Because you needed to earn it. I so know that. You have a Mars and Libra, and here again. The experience is to learn, and my whole point to you about this is to learn to feel your intuition, to trust what the universe is giving you. Okay? Because it's all about that trust and faith and patience in getting the right thing, okay? That Mercury in Scorpio with Venus conjuncted, you know, and Jupiter on the other side of it means it's a matter of you believing in yourself, okay, and believing in what you truly know to be innately true in that heart and soul of yours, okay, that is going to make you easily move through these transitions. Nothing moves quickly for a Scorpio. Even though you want it to, nothing does. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I think the hire was kind of expected because Pluto, which is one of your rulers, is a Scorpio, Kimberly, is kissing the sun. And they are basically forming some nice sextile energies to the Jupiter-Mercury-Venus conjunction Scorpio that Jacqueline was just talking about. So you could see more of the potential, but also your personal power at the same time with the second one, okay? And that's why they could feel it, probably the interviewer could feel it as much as you could, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was just that time. And again, because these planets right now are moving through your eighth house, okay, in the Georgia chart, again, this is a job where you can really feel as if you're really investing in yourself, but also investing in the organization that you serve. It's a beautiful trine with your Saturn, your natal Saturn in Taurus right now. So you're going to go through a nice stabilization with this. So, again, it's more like you're going to be here long term. This is not necessarily just going to be a shot in the dark. This is not going to be a short journey. You're going to build up here, and you're going to take your personal power, and people are going to recognize you, and you're going to feel more victorious just by the responses that you're getting from your colleagues and your students at this time.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, I love this. Yes. I'll say it, go for it. Yeah, I agree with Aphrodite. This is so set up beautifully for you. So
thank you.
Remember to be the inquisitor when you come in, you know. Stand back a little bit, you know, and lay back and see what happens first before you take that bold step out.
Okay.
I totally agree with Jacqueline, because the Capricorn planets encourage that. They encourage that patience and observation in order to take a true bearing, okay? Like, you can't take a true bearing even with a telescope if the boat is moving, okay?
Right.
So that's how I'm kind of seeing that in my mind's eye, yeah. That's great. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going to love this.
Good. Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Oh, you know I will. You know I will. Thank
all right,
you both.
God bless. All right.
Thank you. God bless.
Sweet night. Nice. I am such a queen for happy endings.
That's so great. You know, and the timing of this is so divine. I love watching it in the charts as it unfolds. You know, I just go, yeah, that's just perfect.
Absolutely. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
561-287, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy New Year. You
Happy
know,
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, hope you're not freezing up there, but it's nice and kind of cool, the best weather we have here in Florida. You know, that it's been. This is Stacy. Yeah. And, you know, it's a new year, and just wanted to know any new beginnings for me coming up, anything, you know, even if it's a stepping stone, any good, you know, what month looks good, because I can't believe now another eclipse coming. I'm like, oh no, what's going to happen? You know,
you're 12/25.
Eclipses often bring in good things. Eclipses almost bring in good things.
Yeah, yeah, the day after Christmas, and I'm trying to study on my own because, you know, financially it's difficult. So I'm trying to study on my own, like brush up on QuickBooks and stuff, like online tutorials to try to teach myself, you know, for better positions, because I go and look and I keep getting, you know, rejected. All the time, and I went even to a school to see if what classes they have, and they say they place, and when the lady says, oh no, we don't place, and it says they place, so right away I said, I think I know what you're getting at. You know what I'm saying? And between me and you, she's older than I am. And here she said that to me, and it made me feel awful. Both, you know, Aphrodite and Jacqueline, it's awful when somebody says that to you. Oh, we don't place. Right away, I wanted to speak my mind, but I said, I think I know what you're getting at. So I felt like saying, okay, if you're not 20, don't bother. You understand. It's just horrible, you know. And I just feel like, you know, I just want a foot in the door. I just want something to even make me feel better about myself because, you know, when, you know, something that I can use a skill set, I'm trying to study a little bit online, you know, how to do some computer programs because some jobs you don't need them. But like with anything medical, you need the medical terminology. You have to know ICD-10. And like I said, I do know ICD-9, you know, from working in a lab years ago. ICD-9, they don't have that anymore, you know, when it's obsolete.
And, Stacey, I agree with you.
Right now, it's
Go ahead, Aphrodite.
What's happening right now is Mars just got into Aries on this eclipse. It was there for a few days. And it was actually forming squares to both your Mercury and your Sun. So for you to take action, okay, in order to better yourself, I just want to acknowledge that was brilliant. That's been brilliant for you to do that. Now, on this eclipse, Mercury was sitting on your Mercury. You had a Mercury conjunction, and it was also conjunct to your Sun. In the first house of how you identify yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, to get hired, it's important to know how the interviewer identifies you. And if you feel that there's some kind of prejudicial thing about your age or your sex or whatever, would you really want to work there anyway? Really?
No, but if a place advertises job placement and then they don't place, what would be your answer? I'm sure you would say something right then and there.
Oh, yeah, I would be tactful, but I probably would say something, absolutely.
Exactly. You know what I was going to say? Well, you're older than me. How are you working here? That's what I felt like I was going to say, honestly.
Don't let your resentments from the past rule your present. Don't let the resentments from your past rule your present. I know you've been trying so hard for a long time. You have to realize that because you're still trying to get that job that you would really desire to have that's going to make you feel more comfortable and secure. These are all important factors. However, because you've never really recovered from each disappointment, what happens is they fall upon each other kind of like a snowball going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to have those reactions in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would respond like the professional you are and realize it's not your place to be, that God's showing you something, okay?
Mm-hmm. Even
so it's
when
good that
the
they say no, because why waste your time? Okay, why waste
mm-hmm.
your time? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yes.
I agree 100% with Aphrodite, and you have to look forward from now, okay? Because here again, we were talking to Kimberly before, and you know she talked about how it was frustrating about how she had this long dry spell, and then all of a sudden she got this great job, okay? Well, you're on that still dry spell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I agree so much, the education and updating it yourself right now and all this, to where you go in there with a little bit better of skills is going to really help you out. But both Venus and Jupiter are both
mm-hmm.
going to be going through your first house here soon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're right on the edge of changing. Okay, and so your time is coming here for you to be able to empower yourself to really look forward at what you want to do. And again here, there's a lot of people that are real jerks out there, okay? We know that, okay? And I'm being polite about the circumstances because we're on radio, but there's a lot of people who don't like their job and treat people mean as a result of that because that's how they enjoy their life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them get to you like Aphrodite said. Your time is coming in the next few weeks. You want to really be prepared and ready for that benefit of the guardian angels to bring you the right opportunity. So
yeah,
because
you know what?
There.
My mom, because my mom says, well, maybe you could go to school and take something else because one of the guys there had bookkeeping courses and he seemed nice. But I said, I don't think I want to come here because when that lady said that and when the lady called me back to follow up if I wanted to take anything, when she called me, I said, you got the wrong number. I just didn't want to speak to her. I just didn't want anything negative because, yeah, that hurts. You know what I mean? And you want to hear something else? Remember I was on a temp assignment? The guy that the recruiter gave me, I got an email, oh, we have a position available, you know, in Boca, and it said something about an account receivable. and asked, oh, do you have any friends, Stacy, that would be interested, or colleagues? I just didn't even answer. I didn't even answer that email because, like I said, they didn't do that much for me. I wasn't going to respond and say, well, you understand. I've been let down, and I know I'm a good worker. But like I said, I just got to study Spanish QuickBooks. But honestly, because, you know, with the Internet, do you think I will be able to be, you know, because I can't afford to just pay QuickBooks and, you know, tutors and all that. Do you think that the online would be good enough to study online by myself? Do you think I'd be able to grasp it?
Oh, yeah. You've got a Mercury in Capricorn. Are you kidding? You can figure this out.
And a Mars
in
Aquarius online. Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You want to hear this? That lady that was in, I told you, from that school, she says to me, well, it must be a while since you've been out of school, so it may be a little difficult for you, but you can do it. I was like, that is so freaking rude. And I said, you know, I feel like I said, you know, I'm on a job interview, because the recruiters, some of them ask what year you graduated with. She goes, oh, yeah, they're going to do that. And I'm like, well, you're not supposed to. So, frankly, it's like, what, if you're not 25 years old, that you're not marketable? Between me and you, it's just awful how people, you know, what about millennials? I'm just giving an example. They get a job and they don't show up. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't they want somebody
right. That
season that's going to be there?
Yeah, I know. Well, we got to go, Stacey. We got people on the queue, okay? Keep
so you said in a few
weeks, things are going to make a nice shift, and you're going to be okay, all right?
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, because right now
God
it's
bless.
Like, oh, thank you so much. I still want to listen. Thank you.
Okay, babe. All right, you got it.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Oh,
Happy New Year. All right, bye.
Oh, Happy New Year to you both.
Like you say, sometimes those that just stand in there, and finally, I think her ship's about to come in, for goodness sake. Good grief.
Yep. Sometimes it's just the timing that you have to wait it out.
I know. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 215, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Say
hello?
That again.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Who are we speaking with?
Sue from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sue.
How are you guys doing tonight? This is a beautiful, cold, snowy day.
Oh, I'm in paradise.
I can't
wait
for
me about 75 here.
I couldn't catch the name, hon. Can you give it to me?
Sue.
Are you 329-1950?
No, 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 no. Don't put me up there any farther than I have to go. I'm 419-60.
Oh. Okay. I don't have you in here. So, hold on.
No, this is the first time I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
I was
and
wondering,
what's your birthday?
Excuse me?
What's your birthday?
4/19/1960.
And what time were you born?
I have no clue. Sometime in the middle of the night.
And what city were you born in?
They used to call it Philadelphia. Now it's on the thing, but it was Philadelphia when I was born.
Okay, that'll work.
Now, you don't have a time of birth for us, which we really can do much more specific stuff if we have that. What I do is I set you up at dawn, okay? Some astrologers will set you up at noon, but I like putting the sun on the ascendant because it just works better for me psychically. And so I want to look at it from that perspective for you this evening. And your birth certificate might have the birth time. Not all of them do.
No, mine don't. I looked at it.
Okay. But, again, what we can do is we can look at the planetary pictures, the way that things are moving for you as far as the planets. Now, in astrology, the planet is the birth.
My mother told me my brother was born like 2 o'clock in the morning, or she got us confused. Like one was born at 2 o'clock in the morning, the other one was born close to 2:30 in the morning. So, but she don't remember. She had too many kids.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline? Should we split the difference and do 2:15?
I'm going to try it. It felt right, so I'm going, okay, I'll try it. Yeah, that would be. We still have a couple variables there, even at that time. But it gives us a closer aspect to the moon.
I like that, too.
That.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We just want to do our best for you, my friend. That's all.
So you had a question for us tonight?
You had a question?
I wanted to know where my relationship was heading.
Okay. What's the birth date of this one?
It's November 27th, 74.
Okay.
And do you know where they were born?
Puerto Rico.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
All right. Punching it in for you. Let's see what shows up.
And please don't sugarcoat it. Just let me hear it.
Oh, honey, I never sugarcoat anything. Not any of my clients. I'm pretty direct and to the point. This is an interesting relationship. The reason why I'm a little bit more silent at this point in time with it is just because I'm looking at, I mean, there's certain things that are very harmonious to each other, but y'all are different individuals, that's for sure. You have uniquely different ways about looking at things. And, you know, it's funny because he's the younger one and you're the older one, but in these charts, you're the younger one and they're the older one. We got this interesting dynamic here.
Yeah, he's like an old soul.
That's interesting.
All I can tell you is that the planetary energies that are in Sagittarius right now matter, and especially to this person that you care about. There's a lot of trines and blessing lines going to get some of your earlier Aries planets. Your sun is very late, my friend. Your sun is at the energetic degree of Aries. It's on the cusp of Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
But your Mercury and your Venus are much earlier in Aries. And there's trines and blessing lines going to the sun in Sag, Neptune in Sag, in your partner's chart. And Venus is also, again, all in Sagittarius. So really, I just want you to know that this person needs a lot of freedom. And if you try to insist that everything's done your way, it's going to backfire.
Okay.
I think that there's a tremendous depth to them as well, because they're Scorpio planets. And I think that those complement but don't necessarily access your Mars and Pisces. But I do feel that what's going on here is that there can be good communication on higher levels. But sometimes when you get down to the practicality of being earthbound, that can get in your way. Because I had to set this person up at dawn because I don't have a birth time, their moon is in Taurus, okay? So there can be territorial issues with each of you because even though you're in Aries, technically, you're on that cusp of Taurus. So sometimes it has to do with choosing territory and allowing the other person to breathe and have a certain amount of freedom, okay? Because you also have Aryan planets, so you want to be somewhat independent yourself. So,
I am very independent.
Yes. So any controlling on the part of that person or you is going to backfire.
Well, I think he's been more controlling than me, where he's more demanding than I am. I'm very independent to where I don't think he's not. I think he's more he clings to me sometimes, even though he wants his freedom, like you said. He wants his freedom, wants to do what he wants to do, act like we're engaged, but he still didn't give me the ring, and it's been a year. It's like he takes things really, really slow, and I'm getting to the point where I'm getting tired.
And I'm going to say this about the circumstances because I don't want you to get tired or frustrated because you are looking for, with that Aquarius moon, you really want your best friend, okay? That's what you're looking for, okay? And I agree, okay? I so agree with you that he is more manipulative than you. You don't have the duration to be manipulative. He has a longer duration, okay? He has a longer thought process. You have that Mercury in Aries. It's quick. It's in and out. And boom, 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 boom. He has a Mercury in Scorpio. He's deep and abiding, okay? The thing that I'm going to say about this is, and what I think will work for this relationship is, first of all, when he starts getting that clinginess, go, you know, we're bonded together. We're feeling the energy together. I know you can feel me when you're away from me, and you know that you can always check in with me with your vibe, okay, is what I would say. And I would be more in that type of vein with him. Music really works well to calm his head, okay? So if you want to draw him in, use music to draw him in, okay? Your patience, and I understand your patience level can get very quick, and that's a little harsh or sharp on him, okay? But what it is a matter of you being that youthful, playful kind of girl and going in and out like you do and being okay with it, okay? That's going to be fun. Be in the moment, be in the now with this situation, be very playful with it. And look for that friendship between the two of you, you know? Find the comedy and humor in certain things instead of demanding certain things, okay? Because he can strike you off guard with certain things that you will think, well, that's just rude. And it's a matter of you have to come back to him and say, well, what do you mean by that? Why'd you say it that way? And you'll find a whole different answer, okay? So I'll come back and be a little bit more open and communicative with him, and I think you'll find that this guy will, okay, come around. Because, again, if you were to comply with his demands of being there all the time like he wants, he would push you away and say, oh, I can't breathe, okay? So it's a game he plays within himself that he has to learn how to really manage that and trust the process instead of jumping to those suspicious conclusions that he does at times. Okay?
Okay.
Well, we're glad you called in, and keep us posted on how things go, okay?
I will. You guys have a beautiful... Many blessings to you, and have a beautiful week.
You as well.
You too. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. Sweet. Nice. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
This is my
Cindy. Hi, how you doing, Cindy?
Hey. I have a question. Looking at my chart, how long will it be before I have enough money to move?
I thought you were settling in there again.
Well, the answer might help me. I am sort of, but I'm not, obviously.
You're not content.
Say it again.
You're not very content.
Well, and I think you need to look at options, okay, because I think there is some kind of option out there that you could have that would be more of a group environment in your home right now, okay, where you would have more of a group environment of the people your age than you're in right now in this privacy and in this seclusion, okay?
Yeah.
And I think if you started to look outside at some of the other services around in the area, I think you might be able to find something that'll work for you.
But I won't have enough money to explore.
Not necessarily true, okay? And you have to look for other services and other benefits as a result of that.
Okay. Okay. But
what do you think,
I
Abigail?
Won't have.
When you think about moving, I want you to know something, Cindy, and I've given this advice to several people and my family as well as some of my clients. All you need is one pearl. People say, oh, the real estate economy is this way, that way, whatever. I think it's worth it for you to investigate. I think it's worth it for you to do the research. And I think all you need is one pearl. Set your sights on a place, which Jacqueline's pointed out, where there's sociability, there's access, okay, and there's also a certain level of privacy that you want. You want a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell out for one, have one over the other, of course. You know,
mm-mm.
But I really think that you do need to be around people that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Could have
yeah.
a similar background, similar values. And all the planetary energies in Sag right now are trying so hard to give that to you. So just say to yourself, I only need one pearl.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep looking, I will find it. And be strong in your faith with that. Okay?
Okay. I just discovered unity in Stuart. So that's a positive.
Oh, that's wonderful. I did my internship
yeah.
through Unity in Fort Pierce. Cool. Great.
Oh, really?
Wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 92. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, I think you might really enjoy that, and that could be very uplifting for you.
I was going to Unity in Jensen Beach, but that didn't really work for me.
Wasn't the right vibe. Yeah, I'm that way too with churches. I have to get the right vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great, though. I'm
yeah.
glad you did that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Check it out and just
I
follow
did.
The trail. That's great.
Okay, ladies. Thank you. Bye, Jacqueline.
Many blessings to you, Cindy. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
She's such a trip. Oh, my goodness. Okay, where are we at here? Somebody was holding on. Oh, there they are. Area code 760-473, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jeanette. How are you, ladies? Happy New Year.
Happy
Good,
New
Jeanette,
Year.
How
Great
are you?
And yourself?
Good. Okay. I would love to look ahead a little bit, especially as it relates to this eclipse. And I have one approaching in July right on my solar return, and I'm thinking, okie dokie.
Okay.
Right.
I'm here at 7:17:58, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And what city do you think you're going to be in for your birthday this year?
Well, I have no plans of necessarily going anywhere. I think it's going to be San Diego.
Okay. Well, look at it.
Where do you live now, Jeanette?
San Diego.
Where were you born?
In New York.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just want to make sure. Okay, great. Thank you. All right.
Mm.
All right, let's check it out. Now, you know that the eclipse that we just had, okay, is in effect until the next solar eclipse. They're actually in effect from eclipse to eclipse. Now, what we had was just a partial, okay, solar eclipse last week. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean it doesn't have effect. It does. Okay.
Yeah. I felt that one, too.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that
you're very
attuned.
Pardon?
You don't have the eclipse on your birthday, which is good. Okay? I'm just telling you that it's not a direct hit this year.
Isn't it
right
on my sun?
I pulled up your solar return for this year. On your solar return this year, you're getting 0 degrees Aquarius moon, which is just out of orb and just out of that. It's right before that eclipse is right before the day before your birthday, technically. Okay. Because on July 17th this year at 2:25 a.m. is your solar return in San Diego. And it gives you a 0 degrees Aquarius moon, so the moon has moved. And not saying that it won't touch you, but at least it's 6 degrees apart from you, okay?
Okay.
It still gives you a critical degree moon, and it still gives you a wobbly moon for this year. So there is a little bit more with that Aquarius moon, and it's a great time for enlightenment and awakenment this next year. I really love that. If you want to investigate more of the solar return, I'll let you know. But I did want to relieve you of that to see if that really was a direct hit. It's close. It's very close, but it's 6 degrees apart, so at least it's not as impacting. Okay? But don't panic over those.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll tell
you,
I'm
not seeing
it.
I'm seeing it's right on her. I'm seeing it's right on her.
Right.
I'm saying that the sun's at 24 Cancer 4, and her sun is at 24 Cancer 32. It's right on her in the 11th house in San Diego. Right on her. Mars is right on her Uranus. Yeah. I'm looking at the lunar eclipse. I'm not looking at the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse is earlier. But because usually eclipses are about 2 weeks apart.
I was talking about the one closest to my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is a grand square going on.
I know.
There is a grand square going on. And the grand square, though, you have to remember, a grand square in cardinal signs allows you to work on all four cylinders and do your absolute personal best. You might feel a little claustrophobic with the energy, but there's boundaries that can allow you to do your personal best in those four aspects of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your Mars is in Aries, and it's square your Sun. It's square your North Node, okay?
Right.
And, So that's some of the energies that are going on. And Saturn, of course, in Capricorn is involved in this, but it's not close enough. But Pluto is close enough to matter, and so is the moon that day. So all you have to do is walk as a Hierophant, okay? Do your personal best. Use your intuition. Use your integrity. Be proactive, but also seek compromise. I have to tell you, even though it is a direct hit, it could actually serve you very well.
Well, that is really great to hear. Now, from now until then, I have very little financial assistance, and I feel like I've hit rock bottom. So while that's all good news, I'm wondering if it's going to be a slow climb or if there are things that are just going to, out of the blue, you know, kind of help save the day so that I can get back on my feet again.
Okay, let's take a look at that.
Now remember, Aphrodite is looking at this eclipse. I'm looking at the solar
return. No, I'm looking at the one that's in July. I'm looking at the one that's in July.
It's not there. It's at 0 degrees Aquarius. I can't see you saying that. I mean, I have the same program you do. I don't know where you're getting that from.
No, it's 24 degrees of Cancer on the 16th.
The 16th, and you were on the 17th is your solar return. That's what I was saying.
No, not my solar return, the solar eclipse.
The solar eclipse is on the 16th. The solar return,
yeah.
Your solar return is on the 17th.
Right.
This
yeah.
year at 2:25 a.m. in San Diego. So, I do see where this one is hitting you that's coming up. Okay, it is definitely going to be right there dancing with you as well. As of today, the sun is in direct opposition to you. So, and I will say this about this, is that this is your lowest point. Think about this, is that the sun is at its furthest part away from you. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
it can
mm-hmm.
be. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I call this kind of like your darkest time. It's where it makes you
it
go introspective, where it makes you really look at your own values and beliefs and look at who you are in the process
right.
of this. And
mm-hmm.
so this is a great time to make those transformations and changes. But Jupiter is getting ready to go over your Saturn, so it's definitely going to be a little bit more of that understanding or that aha moment of really learning how to be more flexible at this point in time. That's really going to be to your benefit. Uranus is conjunct your Mars, okay? And
mm-hmm.
and your south node is dancing with it, okay? So it's in opposition to your north node. So this is all about your action, really taking actions that will empower you to really head you towards that direction, even though you may not be able to see your way out at this point in time. It's one foot at a time, one step at a time that's going to get you out of this. And this is a great time to start making that transformation and change for you is what I think. So.
Right. So, Aphrodite, did you see anything? Because I have been I have been every day taking action, coming up with new ideas. But the 31st of January.
Oh, yeah. And the reason
too
is Uranus is sitting on your Mars and your south node right now. And Uranus, you are trying to believe in the miracle. You feel something is going
right.
to lift you up and elevate you. Now, Mars is a little early in Aries right now. It's only at 8 degrees. Tonight, the moon's at 19. Now, the moon is going to move through your ninth house of God watching over you and, again, trigger that sustained grand square you have in Cardinal. You have to understand that right now, one of the things that's going on in your natal chart, your north node is in Libra, your south node is in Aries. Your sun is in Cancer, and right now the north node is sitting on that, and the south node is in Capricorn
mm-hmm.
opposing that. So you have the grand square
mm-hmm.
right now as we're speaking, too. But
mm-hmm.
I think the grand square sometimes can provide a foundation. Now the trines, the blessing lines I'm seeing here go more towards fire. Okay, and very early Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus doesn't enter Taurus until the 7th of March. But what's happening
mm-hmm.
is it's sitting on your Mars now, and that's why you are going. I know you are. And it's also in the San Diego chart forming trines to your ascendant. Your ascendant in San Diego is 26 degrees of Leo 49. Okay, so you've got this going on, and I'm going to tell you, if you follow your heart, you can do no wrong. If you expect a miracle around every corner, it's going to appear. And know that you will get markers as to what part of your life this will stabilize and what other parts of your life you need to stabilize separately. Okay, it's kind of tricky with a cardinal grand square like this, but I really think you're going to do okay here. I don't think any of this is going to do you in, okay? I like the fact that also Venus, not right now, I mean, it's moving through Sag, and Jupiter's moving through Sag. So as they move forward, they're going to be complementing your Mars in that ninth house of God watching over you, the gates of heaven, metaphysics,
mm.
believing even though it's unseen yet, okay?
Mm.
So I'm just going to encourage you to keep the faith and keep on moving because you've got enough fire trines here to sustain you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank
All
you
right.
so much.
And keep
All
us
right.
posted, okay? All right.
I will. All right. All right. Bless
Good
you.
Good night. Okay. Let's see. who's next? A lot of crazy energy with those cardinals. Squares, quadruple. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That was, you know, that's a lot of crazy energy for her.
Yeah. But I found sometimes they sustain me even though I'm frustrated. So I have learned that. And you know me, I don't have any earth in my chart. That was a tough lesson to learn, but at least I did learn it. I learned it right at my first Saturn return, actually. Okay.
Good timing,
okay.
Too.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 540-525, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Kara.
Hey, Kara.
Hey, Kara,
how are you?
How are you, honey bunny?
Good. My dog started barking as soon as y'all picked up my call.
Is he welcoming us or what?
I think they're saying hello.
That's nice. Okay, great. You're like me. You're such a pet lover. I so get it.
How do you spell your name, Kara?
K-A-R-A.
There you are. I found you. I knew you were in here.
Yeah, they've been quiet the whole hour, and now they're ready for dinner, though. Let me shut this door. I just had a quick question.
Okay.
Okay.
I've had enough of winter and snow. Tropicara wants to move to the islands, have wanted to move for years. We may have an opportunity in the Virgin Islands, St. Croix, and I just wanted to see if you could see anything there, maybe, you know, within a year or two.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to progress you. So the moment you're asking me the question, and I'm going to look at the relocation there. So your progressed moon is at 13 degrees of Taurus. So it goes to about, you know, the moon is progressed in a sign for 30 months. And so it's only at 13 right now. But let's just take a look and see what shows up here for St. Croix. Hope I'm spelling it right.
S-T-C-R-O-I-X.
And that's the Virgin Islands. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good deal. Hold on. Give me one split second to just bring this up on screen.
Okay.
Now, what this program does is it basically tells me some statistical scores that you might have that will make you more compatible with it than not. Wow. What it does, it looks at 10 different categories. Friendship and family, love and romance, vocation and career, optimism and opportunity, education and communication, culture, creativity, responsibility, imagination, and excitement. Friendship and family is at 1,000. Okay, now it usually goes from 0 to 150, honey. Okay, this thing is 1,000 right now for friendship and family. So you're going to feel like you have found your tribe. You're going to feel like you're in a little piece of heaven here. And this is just today. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
I can look into the future and see when your moon progresses into Gemini, if there's a shift in those scores. But, you know, you and I can get together with a short reading, a little bit hippie anyway. So we'll look at that next time because we're just about to go off the air, babe. Okay?
Yeah, that
God
sounds
bless
good.
You. I didn't mean to take that over, Jacqueline. Excuse me. I just had to go with it. I'm sorry.
Okay, bye, Jacqueline.
Bye.
God bless. This has been the Illumination Station. Jacqueline. Let them know where they can reach you.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Effernet?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And we wish you a great week. I might be real tight getting here for next Sunday's show, but I'm going to do my best. And God bless you all. Good night.
Have a good week.